Hello, 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 everyone. How are you? Hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful day, and may peace be upon you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for watching the show with me, your host, Dr. Istihar Jamil. I'm with the show, Yes, I Can. And today I have two inspiring, fabulous, absolutely inspirational and knowledgeable two experts from the dentistry world. I have Dr. Lynn Martin and also Jen Kirkham. So Jen and Lynn, say hello and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Everyone.
Thank
Hi,
you
thanks
so
so much
much.
for having us. Wonderful. And Lynn and Jen are actually the trailblazer in their industry. So what they are doing, they're creating a movement, they are creating a revolution in the dentistry world to help people to have a better quality of life, whether in terms of sleeping, whether in terms of feeling better the next day. So before that, let me just introduce Jen, who is the COO of the Gelb Institute. And then I'm going to jump in into just Lane in a moment. So Jen, come and say hello and quickly give everybody a little bit about yourself, a little bit about what you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Izzy. So yes, I'm Chief Operations Officer of the Gelb Institute, where we train and certify dental teams. I'm all things logistics and making sure that the systems support the movement. We help remove barriers for a simple implementation process. With 20 years clinical experience behind my belt, and then a vision for the future of what's possible for helping teams really embody their true impact of how they can really change their patients' lives.
Wow, it's absolutely beautiful. And kind of speaking the world of dentistry, it is a kind of like it's been here for a long time, right? This industry, it isn't something that is new. It's been here for the last 40, 50, how many years? So obviously, like certain things are set in place in the industry. So what I love to have this conversation is kind of like the revolution that you are bringing in changing the methodology or the system. So that you can have save people's life or have help improve the quality of lives. And because of that, we have our own in-house dentist, former dentist, Dr. Lynn Martin, who used to have a private practice on at New York on the Fifth Avenue, where all the stars, all the glitz and the glamour, they all come to this guy right here. So Lynn, come and say hello, buddy.
Hi, Iz. Thanks for having me. So, yeah, I was a dentist. I practiced at a very high level, and I realized that the things I was seeing every day in my practice that I fixed for so long were really symptoms of a bigger problem. And once I was made aware of it, it's like, you always talk about ignorance and stupidity, right? Ignorance is you don't know what you don't know, and stupidity is knowing and not doing anything about it. So once I knew that there was a symptom of a problem, I just didn't know how to fix it. And once I found out how to fix it, that's when I sold my practice. I went into orthodontics and I joined forces with Jen and our other partner, Michael. And we've created a way to really help save people's lives. And, for so long, I fixed people's teeth and I made them look great. And now I have an opportunity to really save their lives. And whenever I talk to a dentist or a physician, like, we have a gift, right? You have a gift that you can be able to save people's lives and not only impact them, but impact their families. And I think that is something that I would never take lightly, and I don't want any dentist to take lightly. And really, the issue is so many people see their dentist more than they see their physician. And that's really the message that we're saying to the dentist. You have an opportunity to recognize and treat and solve a true medical problem and really bridge the gap between medicine and dentistry.
Absolutely. So Lane, tell us, you sold this private practice. It's like you're making good money. You're in a prime location, right? Life could be easy for you, Lane. Like you literally could have, snap your fingertip. You could have, probably have a Lamborghini or Maserati, what have you not. But something happened, this turning point, this game changer, because you've been treating so many patients, right? You treated hundreds of patients probably every week or every month. But there was this game changer thing, the turning point that kind of like, boom, this, like, you keep seeing the symptom, you keep seeing the symptom, you keep seeing the symptom, but that was something that happened. What was that turning point that kind of like altered the trajectory of your life, your business, and where you are now?
So I think there are a couple of things, but I think, you know, I had a couple of patients and one in particular that died. And what happened was when he presented to my office, he had all the signs and symptoms of someone with an airway problem. He snored, he had high blood pressure, he had acid reflux, but he had broken teeth and worn down teeth from what we were calling clenching and grinding. And I fixed his teeth and I treated his symptoms and I missed his real problem, his airway. Right. And the issue is I knew this guy had sleep apnea. I saw it when I treated him and I told him to go get a sleep test and he never went. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately in 2019, he died. And that's when, for me, I was like, all right, if it was happening in my office, then it's happening in every single dental office in the country. So that's when, you know, I teamed up with Jen and Michael and we've created the simplest solution to help recognize and treat this problem. And that's quick kind question. Of what I did. And you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
Sorry, quick question. What is sleep apnea?
Sure.
So for what is, like, you know, I'm not in the medical world. So what is sleep apnea for those listeners that are listening?
So basically people that snore, which is 50% of the US population snore,
right,
have some type of either obstruction or soft tissue blocking their airway and causing that vibration. Mm-hmm. So basically you have to think about your airway as like a hose and there's different levels of it closing off, right? You could have a coffee straw or you could have like a McDonald's straw. Well, if the straw closes all the way, you're not going to be able to breathe. So if people that have sleep apnea, they wake up gasping for air, but really anyone that snores could eventually develop that type of full closure and apnea. And that's why it puts so much pressure on your heart. You know, I always equate it to like someone going into fight or flight, right? Mm-hmm. The cops pull you over for speeding. What do people do? Their heart starts racing and, you know, they clench their teeth. Well, it's a terrible feeling. Well, imagine if you snore or you have sleep apnea, you could be going through that feeling 200 times a night. It puts a lot of stress on someone's heart. So that's what's really a comorbidity of people that we see every day that are clenching and grinding, you know, or have these really narrow jaws. They really are prone to having some type of apnea or events like that.
Thank you, Lynn. It makes so much sense now because like you said, 50% of the people have snoring. It doesn't necessarily lead to sleep apnea, but it could potentially lead to, you know, towards it if it's not being, the symptoms aren't being recognized. Now, Jen, I want to come back to you now because like you mentioned, Lane, both of you mentioned about the simple solution, right? That that you have, but before that, I want to start kind of debunking the myth on what is like in the industry, because like something in the industry that is a classic, that is settled industry, there's always preconceptions. There's always, you know, preconceived notion about things. No, this is how we do things. And this is it, because we've been doing it for like 50, 60, 70 years, how many ever long that is. So Jen, let's kind of start to debunking a couple of the biggest myths that you face in the dentistry. Like I know, like if I go to my dentist, like it's going to be cleaning or cavity, you know, things like the common thing that we did the same with my kids. So let's start by debunking one of the biggest myths so that people who are listening, they can, hey, hang on a minute. Oh, I have that. Maybe it's something that I can investigate further or explore further.
I think the biggest myth to debunk here is that a mouth guard could change your life in more ways than you know. Mm. And I'm not talking about like a thick plastic thing that you might find at your sporting goods store.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
athletes wear, right? It's not like the one that athletes wear.
Sure. Mm. But if this one mouth guard could be designed in a way that not only could you, yes, wear it for your sports, But you could also wear it at night with a couple of pieces where you put them together. Mm-hmm. And this would solve a very complex problem in a very simple way. And one of the things that another myth mm-hmm. is that a mouth guard is not just for your teeth. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again. A mouth guard is not just for your teeth. It's mm-hmm. for your health. It's for your well-being. It's also for your ability to handle stressful situations. Many of our patients are experiencing very positive, unexpected benefits of their custom mouth guard that we help dentists get in their hands and get to their patients. So, I mean, cut and dry, a mouth guard is not just for your teeth.
Brilliant. So share, what are those unexpected benefits that people can, you know, because sometimes you have in your mind when you do your research this, right? But actually it's so much more, like what you were saying, something unexpected, something surprising. So to share us with a couple of things that your patient has experienced that they never thought that, oh, it's actually part of this, but it is as a direct or indirect result of the mouth guard.
Yeah, I think of two stories, and I think Lane should tell one of them, of a gentleman who's a doctor mm-hmm. who just wore just half of the mouth guard that we designed for him. So I would let Lane tell that story, but I want to tell the story of a 19-year-old girl mm-hmm. who at the age of 17 started to develop anxiety.
Okay.
After she had a cheerleading injury where it shifted her jaw and she needed a bite guard, she needed a mouth guard. Mm-hmm. But get this, she got a different kind than she actually needed. And so it actually made symptoms worse. So her airway changed based on a traumatic, like an injury. So she got the wrong mouth guard. But once she got into the right one, not only did she stop clenching, but her anxiety decreased.
Mm-hmm.
Because her airway was closing off at night, and she didn't know that the anxiety that she felt during the day was related to the narrowed airway closing intermittently at night. So one of the unexpected benefits that people experience is a decrease in the need to take anti-anxiety medications. Some are experiencing a better feeling of positivity, so they don't feel as depressed or confined to stressful situations. That is what I'm talking about. And Lane, the story of the doctor that recently got our device, tell a story about that doctor's experience.
Yeah, so I had a friend of mine who's a periodontist. He's a gum specialist, and he said his wife was ready to shoot him. He's like, they can't sleep in the same room, which is standard. You know, the third leading cause of divorce in this country is snoring. And so we made him an appliance, and he was very upfront. He's like, I'm going to be a pain in the neck. I get a new pair of sneakers. It takes me 2 weeks to get used to it. So the other thing with our appliance, it's being 3D printed. It's made from a special software. The fit's amazing. It's super comfortable. It's like wearing Invisalign. That's the easy way to equate it. And we made him an appliance. I dropped it off at his office, and he only wore the lower because he's like, oh, I just had my teeth cleaned. And I'm like, he's a neurotic guy, but I love him, and he's a sweetheart. Anyhow, he wears the lower. He calls me the next day, and he's like, all right, I didn't snore. I'm like, awesome. That's a win. Then the next day, he put in the whole appliance without our elastic, and he called me up, and he said, all right, not only did I not snore, it was the first time in 2 years I didn't have to get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Now, to me, from a medical and dental side, that's really important, because when someone has severe snoring or what's called sleep apnea, your brain thinks you're having heart failure. And what it does is it triggers a hormone to deplete your kidneys of fluid. You start dumping fluid. That's why you have to get up a lot of times in the middle of the night to urinate. So I think that's a big part of it. Now I'm going deep in the rabbit hole, and a lot of dentists might not know it, but our whole thing is, if you just look at what's presented in your office every day, right? It's worn down teeth, people breaking teeth, high vaulted palates. it's the sign of a bigger problem. For so long, I made the mistakes. I just looked at teeth. But yeah. Really, when we lecture to people, we say your teeth should only touch for 20 minutes a day when you swallow. You have to breathe for 1,440 minutes a day. Your airway is way more important than the teeth. And that's really the paradigm shift in medicine and dentistry to start looking at it. So not only that, everything that everyone sees every day, and Jen brought it up, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, insomnia, right? It's and to me, the other thing is ADD in kids. All these kids that are on Ritalin and Adderall, they might not belong on Adderall and Ritalin. They have an airway problem. They're not getting enough oxygen to their brain, right? Mm-hmm. So brain development, really a big part of it is before the age of five. So that's why these kids are so hyperactive. They're having problems focusing on school. They're acting out. It's a huge, huge problem amongst kids and adults.
Absolutely. I mean, like you mentioned just a simple thing like airway, right? It's just, you know, just an airway, just one word. But it is the vessel to carry oxygen. And oxygen is kind of what's needed in our body. And for the whole, well, I mean, without oxygen, we're all going to die, isn't it? Like, that's kind of like the simplest way to do it.
So that's a great point, right? Because I can make someone's teeth look great. But you know what? If I'm missing their real problem, that's what's causing their teeth to break down. Who cares about their teeth? I want to keep that person alive.
Yeah. Yes, and this is the simple method that you kind of mentioned as well. And it impacts, like you said, children, adults, professional. And Jen, I know that you're a mom as well. Like in your experience, has it helped whether like in kind of like you trading the pathway of looking at airway and the breathing, correlating with children directly or indirectly, has it helped kind of your point of view or raising the awareness in your own lifestyle or in your own family members or the people around you when they mention certain symptoms?
Yeah, it took me almost losing my oldest child. No one wants to lose a child. My oldest was 8 at the time. She had uncontrolled asthma, very stressful to the point where I would get up every night and check on her and make sure that her medications worked. Like, I mean, her ability to breathe, talk about airway. We were starting to go through genetic testing because her bone age was 2.5 years younger than how old she really was in chronological age. She was struggling in school. The teachers were saying she's dyslexic. She was getting bullied because she wasn't like able to communicate clearly with friends. And she was starting to just get really anxious and withdrawn, which is completely opposite. If you've met me live in 3D, that's completely against our whole family, very outgoing and bubbling. And I'm, as a mother, I'm going, what is happening to my child? And I felt helpless until I met Michael Gelb, and he helped me realize that we needed to address her airway and do a different kind of expansion in orthodontics was the solution. Because I mean, I have to say, if you look in the medical books and look at pictures of airway, you're going to get the throat down to the lungs. And what's forgotten is the very opening to the airway is your teeth and your bones right here on your face. And if this isn't developed right, then the opening to the airway is going to be confined and constrained too. So my daughter is 15 now, and she's at normal stature. She's on the honor roll. She's one of the most kind, bubbly, loving people. She has a broad Julia Roberts smile. She has a healthy, measured airway. We measure it. But it took me having to come to that moment where I had to treatment plan the case with the doctors, walk them, look eye to eye, and basically say, I am not losing my child. Let's work together on this. Phone calls across the country. And now, like back then, 5 years ago, way back when, there's so much science and so much help and a community of inclusivity, so that if you don't know enough, you can pick up the phone and call someone to help. There's mentorship programs. There's a simple solution of a specially designed mouth guard that can help these kids, that can help patients. And I've started with my own family. So like I have personal experience with it. And that's actually the common factor in all of the dentists that treat airway across the country. There's not many, but airway in dentistry isn't one of those things that you go out and seek and find. It's usually that pivotal moment that happens to you. And then what you do with it next is the true game changer. Like anything in life, it doesn't matter what happens. It's what you choose to do next. And with our company, with our team, what we choose to do next is debunk the complexity of the solutions and helping as many people as we can find those solutions, and we help them put it in their hands. That is like
You know, straight to the heart kind of story, because as a mom myself, you know, God forbid, no mom should lose the kids, right? God forbid, no mom should lose the kids or even be in the possibility of it, because it's like your heart been taken. You know, even when your kids are not feeling well, as a mom, you'd be like, oh my God, you start to get restless. But you're like, you had to check on your daughter, like every now and again at night, right? Make sure that she is not anything, but make sure she's just breathing, like breathing. Is it chest is going up or down, just to check because of the airway problem. And having the medical world kind of diagnose her as ADHD or dyslexic or what have you not, again, it's going to layer like more stress, right, Jen? It's going to layer this, layer that. You're trying to save your kid's life, but then here, this one is saying here, she's at school, she's a little bit behind, she's getting bullied. So that is a lot on a mom. And it's just mind boggling that a simple thing could help, again, the airway, the flow increases the amount of oxygen flow to the blood, breathe better, you know, and what a wonderful feeling to see, a wonderful thing to see that she's got the Julia Roberts smile. Who knows, she could be in movies soon, right, Jen? She'll be in one of the movies. So I wanted to bring this into Lane. It's kind of like, Lane, when you were sitting on that dentist chair, you have your late patients lying on that chair, right? How often did you see this kind of symptom? Because I know, unfortunately, one of your patients died. What I'm trying to see is this a common thing that you see on your chair as a dentist before? Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, when Jen and myself and Michael, our partner, Lexa, we say probably 70% of a dental office has an airway problem, right? I missed mm-hmm. it. What did I do? Someone would come in with a broken tooth and right. I fixed their broken teeth. Or okay. someone would have wear on their teeth and you'd give them a night guard, or you say they're clenching and grinding. But really what's happening is they're clenching and grinding because they have an airway problem. So to your point, I saw it every single day. Now, I didn't know what I was seeing. I was just doing what I was taught in dental school. So the change has to happen in the dental schools, right? You have to start educating the students of, you know, what you're seeing every day is the sign of a bigger problem. Right? I missed it for 15 years. That's all I did was treat symptoms. I mean, that's kind of what we do in medicine and dentistry, right? Someone has high blood pressure, you just throw medication at it. Someone breaks a tooth, you put a crown on it. But both of those are fixing symptoms. We're really in the market of not only addressing the symptoms, but getting to the root cause of the problem. And that's where something like orthodontics or better dentistry could really help these people. And it's not that, you know, we're not sitting here beating up the dental world. It's just that now that all of us know, we're trying to share that message. And, you know, once you know, you have to do something about it. You know, I always talk about the FedEx logo. You see it every day. Between the E and the X is a white arrow. I never could unsee the white arrow on the FedEx logo. And I never want a dentist or a physician to unsee someone with worn down teeth, because that's what you see every day. But those people have an airway problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, it's just something that is there, right? It's already there in the industry, but it's just a matter of someone kind of like saying, hey, hang on a minute, this is already happening, raising their hands that this is already happening, and this is how we should take care of it, or this is actually the best way to take care of it?
You have to see it differently. When you see it differently, you're going to treat it differently. That's really the bottom line.
Absolutely. So kind of like pulling it all together now, Lynn, if you have in front of you, if you're on, when you're on a stage, when if you're on a stage, right, you remember you on the stage, let's say on the tech stage, for example, or any stage, one of the most prominent with you on the microphone there, and in front of you, 100,000 dentists, what is the one thing that you're going to say to them, dudes or darlings, like combination of them, what is the one thing that you're going to say to them when you have the opportunity to stand in front of them?
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. Oh. I can't even just say one word or one thing. You know, I talk too much for that. I would say that when you see someone that comes in and their teeth are starting to wear down, those people have an airway problem and you have to get in front of it before it's too late. And don't make the mistakes I made, because I made a lot of them. And it's the only way you learn, but is by making a mistake.
And God forbid, again, nobody wants to lose a patient, you know, in that way. Like, you know, but like you said, you got to see things differently for you to be able to treat things differently. Because if you do the same thing over and over again, you're going to get the same results. Yep. Even like if I cook chicken curry, if I cook it the same method, it's going to have the same taste. But if I add coconut milk or a little bit of lemongrass, obviously it's going to taste going to be different, right? So you got to kind of see things differently to get that that different, even if it's just a tiny bit, right, Lane? It doesn't have to be like a gigantic extraordinary thing to like smack you right in the head, but it can just be like a little, like you said, the rotten teeth or the clenching thing. It's just a simple thing, small thing.
And that's, you know, I lectured to an office yesterday, and you know, I've done all these programs. I've spent $70,000 on airway programs. What Jen, myself, and Michael have done, we've simplified this. It's literally sitting there for 3 or 4 hours with us, looking at pictures, looking at faces, looking at mouths, and be like, this person has a problem. Get ahead of it and treat it differently than you were taught. And that's really it. We've simplified the whole entire process.
Absolutely. And you have 15 years worth of data in yourself alone, right? And also combining with Michael, you have, you know, years and years and years of data from your personal experience to kind of like pinpoint or kind of quickly say these are the things, because not everything is like can be led to sleep apnea, but you have the 15 years plus Michael's, who is your partner, to say we can make a difference here, or if we have the opportunity, we can save lives or have a better quality of life, just like Jen's children, just like Jen's daughter, with her breathing, with her asthma thing. And now I would just want to tie it into Jen now. Jen, when you kind of like hanging out with this group of moms, you know, as moms, right, we like to have like this play dates coming over, all this play dates coming over. We have all these moms here from different walks of life. What is the one thing that is most heartfelt thing that you can say to these moms if they're sharing the stories that their children couldn't sleep or diagnosed with this, the children are snoring or keep on peeing like every so often every night? What is the most heartfelt thing? You know, mamas are really protective of their cubs. So as soon as someone starts to say something like, no, this, or the doctor says this, the doctor says that, what would you say that something can just touch their hearts and make them see, you know what, actually, it might be something else and it's worth looking at this?
I think the biggest, well, I can only speak for myself and then also for my sister-in-law. My nephew has a major airway issue too. And after many conversations, we're looking back, she always was really hard on herself of something that she wasn't doing and that she was somehow failing as a mother. And I remember just having a heartfelt conversation, be like, yeah, I know we're talking about your son's airway and getting him treated and stuff.
Yes.
But I had to look her in the eye and just say, you can't beat yourself up for not knowing what you didn't know before. Mm-hmm. And you can now have a sense of relief that you're putting your child on a better trajectory. And the same is true for relationships, husbands and wives, mm-hmm. that if there's a relationship that's strained and you're sleeping in separate bedrooms because you can't stand to sleep next to the person or what have you, it's like, you just got to like detach it from your own personal identity or abilities and be like, wait a minute, is everybody getting enough oxygen around here? Like, you just kind of got to go back to the basics and say, let's all, just like you said, right at the beginning of this call, let's set our intention and take a breath. What do you breathe through? You breathe through your nose. And guess what? So many people are breathing through their mouths and it changes their stress response. So for all the mothers out there, take a sense of relief, a deep breath through your nose, and just say, just do a check-in. Be like, is everybody getting oxygen in my family? Is everybody getting enough oxygen during the daytime, school time, work time, and sleep? Chances are they might not, and they might need some help.
Absent, spot on. You know, as moms, like, we probably don't have time to breathe, right? Like, we just go with work and kids. But actually, this couple of seconds, and again, coming back to what Lynn mentioned, you just got to think differently. Because if you aren't seeing things the same thing on the same medication for years, you know, not talking about the impact those medication can have on other parts of your organs, but it's time to see things differently or look at things differently. And then in a moment, I'll ask Jen and Lynn to share where people can reach out to them. But before that, one final question to wrap up the interview. We'll start with Lynn, my buddy here. Lynn, what is one fun thing that you do that people don't know about? Did I just like caught you off guard like that question?
A fun thing. I would say I've do martial arts, but I think a lot of people probably don't know I do that.
I don't know whether you like singing when you're cooking or something. Like, my thing is that I could open the fridge, I take a look inside, and I can cook without recipe. And, you know, like, and whatever turns up, turns up. So what's, do you sing?
No, I have a terrible voice. No, I can dance, but I don't, I don't know, go to Jen and I'll come back to me on that question.
Well, he's deflecting, like, good trick there, Lynn. So Jen, what is one fun thing that you do that people don't know about?
You know, I am a professionally trained contemporary classical singer. I used to be on stages in front of hundreds of people, singing anything from country to Broadway to opera. But nowadays, my best concerts are actually in my living room, and I pride myself in doing bad karaoke with my family. So we have a karaoke machine. So we have a lot of fun with it. That's something that a lot of people may or may not know.
And what is your go-to song that on the karaoke night? What is the go-to song? Is it one of the Beyoncé's or one of the Spice Girls or the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, I'm going to surprise you here. I actually have two universal favorites. I go to my opera, O Mio Bambino Caro and Nella Fantasia. Those are my, like, when I really want to go to that different place.
Yeah.
I just get in my zone and I sing those two songs.
And they're Italians. Those two songs, they're in Italians.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Can you give us a preview of the first line of the song if you want to? And now Lynn is like, oh my God, is this going to make me dance now or make me sing now?
Well, I think Lane needs to answer his question.
That's right, Lane.
I still can't think of something fun. My whole life is spent having fun. That's not fair. I can't pinpoint one thing.
Okay, share one thing in when you were in the military, because I know you were in the military before. What is the one thing that that is most memorable for you in the military?
So I was stationed on an island in the Indian Ocean called Diego Garcia. Mm-hmm. And I was there with all people that were not there with their families. So you become unbelievably close with a lot of the people. And I was sent over there to do oral surgery, and there was a dentist there named Edwin. And, you know, we couldn't be more opposite. Like, I was this, like, I don't want to say cocky, but this guy from New York coming in there. And my friend Edwin was from Oklahoma, and he wore a bow tie, which is why I wear a bow tie, by the way, today. It's kind of a tribute to my friend. And we were both soccer players, both dentists, totally opposite sides of the country and how we acted. And we were like siblings by the end of the time. You know, you have what's called hail and farewell. And I remember just being there, and he left, and I couldn't even keep it together. We were crying, and it was, he's a special guy. I still talk to him, but that's a very fond memory of me being part of kind of having like a sibling like that when I was in the military.
That is beautiful. And that's it's like the heart to heart connection, right, Lynn? That's something that people couldn't describe. Like you said, you were the opposite, maybe in the terms of size or how you look or your height, whatever it is, your background, same country, but it's that heart to heart connection that you have. So that is beautiful. Thank you so much, Lynn, for sharing. And I feel like we're ready for an Oprah performance, because I can feel like Jen is standing. Go, Jen, just one line and we'll wrap it up.
Okay, usually I have to warm up for opera songs. So
The first word that you can sing.
Okay. Mio bambino caro, mi piacerebbe lontano, vondare in porta rossa, a comprare l'anello. Okay. That was not polished.
Wonderful, beautiful. Thank you so much. And what a blessing it is to be graced by an opera performance, and for Lane to share his the most memorable. You know, if you see Lane, for those of you in the podcast, you go and check out my TV shows, you get to see Lane. This isn't the type of guy that's going to cry and everything. He's like the tough macho. He used like the word cocky New Yorker kind of style, Mr. Intensity. But he really is like a mushy marshmallow inside, like beautiful heart. So that is the guy he is. So Jen, and then can you tell everybody what is the best way for people to reach out to you? Whether it's dentist, whether it's a parent, whether it's a mom, a sister. What is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Yeah, you can go to thegelbinstitute.com and submit an inquiry to reach out to me. But a lot of times people can email me directly at jkirkham@gpsfordental.com.
Wonderful. And I'll put down the show notes in the show notes on exactly where you can contact them. So that's gelbinstitute.com, gelbinstitute.com. So thank you so much, Lane and Jane, for joining me today. And for those of you who would love to share your voices on prestigious platforms without prejudice, check out izdihajamil.com, where they're top to be best-selling author, get into TV, magazine, Forbes, TED, and many other prestigious places. So until the next episode, this is your host, Dr. Izdihar Jamil. Tell yourself, yes, I can. And so it is done. Jen and Lynn, just say goodbye to everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.